One more time now on Inside Agriculture. Not so much yesterday. In fact, it was a absolutely beautiful day and an even more impressive evening, but it's been hot lately. July ending up being the second hottest and driest July on record, second only to 1936. But it's been hotter elsewhere. The extreme high pressure system that plagued the desert southwest earlier is on the move. Where will it go?
As it moves eastward, we'll simply reinforce the hot, dry weather pattern across the south central United States. And in time, that heat will spread further to the east and likely reach into parts of the mid-south and eventually the mid-Atlantic and southeastern United States.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says much like what transpired in the desert southwest through this past weekend,
that shifting high pressure system will gradually cut off moisture. If it has not already occurred, we're already dealing with a lot of dryness on the southern Great Plains, and eventually we'll see drier weather accompanying that heat as it moves its way eastward toward the middle and southern Atlantic coast.
The impacts of the heat on crops further south could be dependent upon their stage of progress.
The good news from a corn and soybean perspective here, at least Midwestern corn and soybean, is that a lot of that heat will stay south of the primary corn belt. So a lot of the corn and soybean production areas of the Midwest should escape not only with reasonable temperatures for this time of year, but also some of that monsoon activity interacting with cold fronts should keep rainfall active across the Midwest. But you won't have to go too far to the south to get into the hotter and drier weather. And so for summer crops that are immature across the south, this could be a concern. Crops that are in the filling stage of development could be hurt by some of the extreme heat and the drier weather coming. But for crops that are mature, such as rice and in the south, corn maturing this time of year, this actually may be beneficial. It'll help the crops dry down. Harvest can get underway. But again, the big shift being this week and into next will be that heat moving out of the southwest and then moving across the southern Great Plains and points eastward from there.
Brad Rippey, give us the 8 to 14 day forecast.
We are expecting a continuation of near or above normal temperatures nationwide as we head into the final month of meteorological summer. There will be a band of likely heat extending from California and the Great Basin eastward through the Southern Plains. In terms of precipitation, kind of a mix. We do expect wetter than normal conditions in the eastern Corn Belt into the Northeast, and then a separate area from the desert southwest into parts of Texas, but drier than normal conditions broadly expected from the Pacific Northwest eastward across the Rockies and onto the northern and central High Plains.
And that's Inside Agriculture for this Wednesday, August 5th. Have a great day, and we'll catch you tomorrow right here on Inside Agriculture.